Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Dalid, Se'if Ches, through Yud Gimel. Se'if Ches. Kol ha'ochlin v'hamashkin sha'adam ochel v'shosel refuah. Any food or beverage that a person eats or drinks for medicinal purposes. Im ta'amom toiv, if they taste good. V'hachich nena mehem, it's enjoyable to the palate. Mevarach aleihem techila b'soif, you make a bracha before, and you make a bracha when you're done. The Rama says, "Imansu la'chol lishtas." If a person was force-fed, forced to drink, even though it may be something that the mouth would enjoy, the flavors, he does not make a bracha. Since he's not eating of his own volition, he's being forced to eat. If someone eats or drinks for medicinal purposes, and it tastes good, he makes a bracha. But Salim, I mean it to say, Afal Pisha Eno Ta'ev Lehem Klal. It's not something he desires. For Eno Oichlam Elamachmas Oinus Cholyo. The only reason he's eating it is because he has to. He's not well. Kivan Shal Kol Panim Hachich Nenem Mehem. Since nonetheless he enjoys it, he makes a bracha. Ulafuke Imhem Ra'im, as opposed to if they're nasty, they're bad. She Eno Hanom is he gets no pleasure. Afal Pisha Misrapim Hem, even though it does heal him. Adam of our cloud, there wouldn't be a bracha at all. If a person eats something for medicinal purposes and it tastes horrible, he does not make a bracha. Sharatzin Alam Zayin asks a question. He says, it doesn't have to taste good to make a bracha. He says, La'fukim heim ra'im, as opposed to if they're bad. Ma'danokin ha'machabim ta'amam tov hu lav dafka. When the Meshuchanach says, if it tastes good, you make a bracha, is lav dafka. If they're nasty, you don't make a bracha. It doesn't have to taste good. It doesn't taste terrible. It has a taste. You don't like the taste. You still make a bracha. If it tastes bad, you don't make the bracha. If it tastes good, for sure you make a bracha. But you make a bracha, you know it doesn't taste good. It has a taste. It's not terrible. You can get it down. You're still going to make a bracha. So he makes the bracha before and after. Look later in Sif Yud Aleph Ramah that he writes that there are mixtures that people eat for a fool, you make shahakol. And look in the Mishnah Berurah there, there are those who argue in that Ramah. The notes discuss the following question. What happens if a person eats something for medicinal purposes and it tastes bad, but they mask the bad flavor with cherry, bubblegum, whatever the flavors add to it. Do you make a bracha or not? By refuah, that tastes good, you make a bracha. That's when the food itself is therapeutic. Here, the medicine tastes bad. It's terrible. They add flavoring to mask the nastiness of the medicine. So in such a case, he brings two different versions of Reb Shlomo Zalman's psak. One psak was that you make a bracha because lamaisa tastes good. One version is you don't make a bracha because it doesn't taste good. The flavoring is a tafel. The ikar is the refuah. And maybe you can't make a bracha on that. And I think that's more the standard approach. This is machlekes lamaisa, what you do. But I would think not to make a bracha on that. Sifkotan memhei. Ava gav dachich v'chulhu. If he's forced to eat or drink something, he doesn't make a bracha. For lo domi l'mashal kasev of the kamei b'siftes. This is not like what we will learn in siftes. But oichel isur b'pnei sakona. When a person eats forbidden items, but it's a sakona, that's what he's allowed to. Then in those cases, the mevarach, if he does make a bracha, kiv nakoponim nene, because there is some enjoyment in eating it. After gam shamachilos v'aydernis, but there is also forced to eat it. Why do we say if he's forced to eat it in this halach, he doesn't make a bracha at all? And later we say if he's forced to eat it because of sakana, he needs to eat it, he makes a bracha. Shani hasm, that's a different kind of forced. The oinus einu al ha'achila gufa, the oinus is not on the eating. He's not being forced fed. He's eating of his own bechira. He just is in a position where he has to eat it because otherwise it's a sakana. Ma'ashen kein hach, as opposed to our scenario, shohachila gufahu ayde oinus, the actual eating, he's being force fed. Sho'oinus no solecho, they force him to eat. In that case, lo shaykh bezel lechayiv levarach alana oso. We cannot require him to take a bracha on the pleasure. Kivin shu balkarach, since it's against his will. Kein he svaras harma. This is the logic of the Ramah, v'eskimu imo ha'be achronim, and many achronim agree with him. V'yesh cholkan al zeh, but others disagree. U'sfil, they hold. V'yekimen she'soyf sof nene gorim is that since in the end there is a pleasure, even though he's forced to eat, chashiva achila, it's considered eating. V'tzarech levarach al zeh, and he does have to make a bracha. U'kahid siftes, no different than siftes when he eats because of sakana. If you look at Chai Odom, he concludes, the pass when it comes to bread, the machok de sevia, if he ate enough to be satisfied, the berachas amazon shlohim in a Torah, and there's a Torah requirement to bench, yivarach, he should bench. So even though according to the Ramah he would not, the Chai Odom says, no, it's machokis, safet yiraisa, he should bench. The Sharatzion in Lamed Ches points out an interesting thing. We're saying if he's force-fed, he doesn't make a bracha. That's the Ramah's opinion. He's force-fed, doesn't make a bracha. Yet the Mishnah Berurah brings the halacha later on in Hilchas Pesach, in Simet Tov Ayin Hei. If a person is forced to eat matzah, he's yotzei to the mitzvah. If someone is force-fed matzah, he's yotzei to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So you see, it's considered achila. So why is Ramah saying you shouldn't make a bracha? So the Sharatzion differentiates. Le'inyan, let's say, is to have mitzvah, to fulfill a mitzvah, you are kind of the mitzvah, he ate it. But to obligate him to give hodah, to thank Hashem, when he eats it by force, maybe you can't say he makes a bracha because he's forced to eat it. So it's one thing to say he's yotzei to the mitzvah achila, but to say that he has to make a bracha, we're not going to say. He makes another pshat that since it's a mitzvah to eat matzah, we assume that he wants to eat it. So even though they're forcing him to eat it, deep down he wants to eat it. And mamela, that's why you're yotzei. Masha'en came by here, there's no mitzvah to eat, they force him to eat, it's not considered achila. The nafkamina is going to be for benching. According to the second pshat, not only does he make a bracha rishon, he benches afterwards. According to the first pshat, that he's kind of the mitzvah, but there's no hodah, then there won't be a chiv to bench. Se'if tes. Ochel machal o mashka shel iser b'vnei ha-sakana. If a person ate a food or beverage that was forbidden, but it was a sakana, he had to. That he does make a bracha before and after. Because of sakanam, like a sick person who has to eat these food items that are normally forbidden, but he needs to eat it for medicinal purposes. So he makes a bracha. And certainly, if he's eating a permitted food during a time when it's forbidden to eat, kegon chol b'yom kippur, like someone who's sick on Yom Kippur, to mevarach l'av, he makes a bracha when he eats. Ukedekamam b'simat tafesh ches b'sof. We learn this later in Hilchos Yom Kippur, tafesh ches at the end. Sifkad memzayim mevarach l'av, he makes a bracha. Tekivin desakanta, who since it's a sakana, heter ka'achel, for him it's mutter. Va'adam, and not only that, mitzvah ka'over l'hasan nafshu. It's actually a mitzvah to eat it because he's saving himself. This is not like other things that are forbidden. We learned about this before. You don't make a bracha on things that are usher to eat. This is different. Here it's a mitzvah to eat it because it's a sakana, so therefore he makes a bracha. The notes talk about a person who eats something that is unhealthy for him. And there are poskim who say he can't make a bracha. But there are others who bring that if it's something that you don't see the damage right away, he would make a bracha. So in my mind, it's not like a person has an allergy to a certain food item, a dangerous allergy. If he wants to eat it, he can't make a bracha on it. If he's suicidal, whatever it is, he's crazy, he wants to eat it, he can't make a bracha. It's mamash hakana for him to eat this thing. So for him, he can't make a bracha on it. But if someone eats hot dogs and the doctor told him it's not good for you to eat hot dogs, well, he's not going to make a bracha on it. The fact that it does damage over time, that is not going to preempt the bracha. So if he's eating in Isser in time of Sakon, he makes a bracha Rishon and bracha Achrona. Even though on his own he would never have eaten it, he only eats it because he's sick. We call him Makom. Nonetheless, since he is sick, for his rapos and he wants to get better by eating or drinking this food, elevated to an achila that he has benefit, he enjoys it, he makes a bracha. But let's say he finds it repulsive. He finds it repulsive, it's disgusting. In that case, there's no pleasure, and he's not going to make a bracha on it. Se'if Yud, devash devoirim harihu kishar devash ve'enim avarach elav el shahakol. bee honey is like any other honey, the bracha shahakol. Mr. Bruce of Kard Mem Test, the Vashtra Machulu. Bee honey is like anything which doesn't grow from the ground. It's like eggs. It's like cheese. The bracha shahakol. Sifkat nun hayu kashadach to any other honey. The nespar b'simin reish beis sifches and bracha shahakol. We learned in simin reish beis that on honey from fruit like date honey, the bracha shahakol. So here too is shahakol. Ulsimone ba'alma nachti. Mechaber just says it as a simin, as a way to remember. Because the truth is, even those who disagree by date honey and say the broch is not shahakol, they say it's a eitz, would agree by bee honey that it's shahakol. The af agav that dvar machnisim may peros asoch gufon, even though the bees take into their system the nectar from the fruits, umoitzin behen, and they swallow it and they work on it or they spit it out afterwards. And eventually you end up with honey. Whatever is processing inside the body of the bee, it ends up being honey. By the finished product, you cannot notice the fruit flavor at all. So it's just plain old honey. Even though on the jar, they'll be very particular to tell you which flowers it came from.
Right.
Whether it was clover or this or that. Yet, la halacha, we say that's negligible. We don't deal with that. It's negligible, and it's just shahakol. Se'if Yud Aleph, Chavushim o Gindosh o Vrodim ushar minei peiros v'asavim shemarachim b'dvash. Chavushim, I think, is quince or gindosh or rose petals or other fruits or herbs that they grind up with honey. Ha'peiros v'asavim him ikr. The fruit and the herbs and the like are the ikr. V'hadvash tafel, the honey is incidental. Afilu him ksushim b'yosur, even though the plants were ground up into small pieces, it doesn't make a difference. Hilkach mevarach al chavushim v'gindish b'ray p'eitz, so if it was quince or gindish, the brachos p'eitz, v'al sofman, if it was plants, b'ray p'adama, v'al shel v'radim, and if it was from rose petals, b'ray p'adama. There are more ads, v'kol mirkachas she'ein b'riyim agilim bo, elofur, if it's a mixture that only sick people eat for medicines, healthy people don't eat it, mevarach al shahakol, the brachos b'shahakol. The fruits and the plants are the ikr. The honey just comes to enhance that which you ground up. It prepares it and makes it fit to eat. Or you have almonds covered in sugar. Even if it's totally covered in sugar, the bracha is bar peitz. The afshet sukkar habi merpi. Even if there's more sugar than fruit, hapi ikar, the ikar is the fruit. Sefkan on beis kasushim biyoser. Even if it's really ground small, daafka shenikum uhusav etar. But you still notice the pieces. It's still intact to the point you can recognize it. Al nimurch legami at shenivs et suros asa. But if you grind it so much that you can't tell at all what it was. We learned this before in Seminary Space. Ayin Shem, look there. Vayin Leh, Seminary Shgimel, Sif Zayin, Mishter Bursha. And in Seminary Shgimel, look at Mishter Bursha, Sif Zayin. Sifkar Nun Gimel, Verodin Boroi Pi Adama, rose petals, Boroi Pi Adama, Hainu Roizin, Boroshan Ashkenaz, it's rose. Ve'afal Gav, the pre-eats, and even though they grow on trees, Shegedelon al Elon, these are petals of a flower on a tree, Mikamalkam Kimon She'enon Ikrapi, but since it's not the main fruit, the zera shalahem hem ikrapi, the seeds are the main thing. For olam shemrachin asan hem haprochim, the leaves or the petals of the blossom that they grind up, that's secondary. Akem evarach bari piadama, so the baruch is bari piadama. V'chein al halundra b'loshen ashkenaz baruch piadama, similarly on lundra, the baruch is bari piadama, the afal pisha halundra gedem, even though it grows on a tree. Dekar aprihem gudonius ha-shchoyu shagdeel b'loshen ilan, because the real fruit are these black berries that grow on the tree. V'dava mamash din v'radim, no different than the case of the roses. So therefore, on the petals and the leaves, you make a bar piadama. V'em taimer, and if you ask a question, kivin divradim lochazi lachila, since rose petals are not fit to eat, lochayim lomavushalim, not fresh or cooked, elam kenheim uvushalim im divash, unless you mix them with honey, and kein havli divash ikas, shouldn't that mean the honey is the main thing? V'yishlom adada, we see, no, it's the opposite. Since the way to prepare the rose petals to eat is with the honey, so the honey is secondary. Only prepares the rose petal for eating. So it's like fruits that you can't eat raw. So when you cook them, you make the proper bracha. Come on, we have this later in Reshe also. We don't say shahakol. Because the water that cooks it and makes it fit to eat. We don't say that. So here they bring in the same question with cocoa again. You can't eat cocoa. But by the time you eat sugar and everything else, then you can eat it. So everything else should be tafel, it should be barpia eitz. So the post can differentiate, some say taki it is barpia eitz, others differentiate that with the rose petal, it's still intact, it's still, all you're doing is sweetening it together with the honey, as opposed to cocoa bean has to have many processes to end up with chocolate. Adds that if you have this merkachas that is only in for a fuwa, the bracha shahakol. Hatam, the reason is, da'aftanen, even though it tastes good, ain't the ikra ha'os, it's not the main pleasure. Kimach ain't habriyim regin lecholos ha'bekach, since healthy people want to eat it. Sha'oim drak lefuwa, it's there basically for refuwa. And the meila, the bracha shahakol. Sekonen hey, mevarach lo shahakol. Va'ayin bedek kabayas, if you look in bedek kabayas, shakasa shirova posim chulkan akazam. He writes that most poskim disagree. This Ramah is quoting Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef writes in Beit Gabayis that most poskim disagree with this psak. V'chein eskim ha'achonim, and the later achonim also agree. Tetzarech levarach alav bracha ha'u yolo. That you need to make the proper bracha, kimon shal kopar nene, since the bottom line is he was nene, he benefited. So they poskim different than this Ramah. If it tastes good, like we said before, even though it's for a fuah, you will make the regular bracha on it. Because again, this, the food itself has a good taste. So if you base kol shehu ikar v'imot tefela, if you have a combination of foods, one is the main and one is secondary. Mevarach al ikra poitz tefela, so you make a bracha on the main, and that exempts the secondary. V'kol davar shema arvin aso ledabek o kedelitin reach o kedelispat tafsh, but things you mix in only to bind it or to give aroma or color, as it's tefela by definition, it's secondary. But if it's there to give flavor, then it could be the main thing. The figure, therefore, there are types of honey you cook it up and you add wheat starch to bind it. You make candies. The bach is not mezainis. The honey is the ikr. And this is the argument for licorice to be shahakol and not mezainis. The Ramah says, "Venira, to hold them erev kedei laseis tam b'taruvishu ikar." When we say that when you mix it together and it's there to give a flavor, it becomes an ikar. Hanadavka sheyesha mamashos min adavanos and tam b'davachashuv. That means this actually has some texture, some substance. Right? That's only when it has some substance of the thing that's giving flavor, and it's a significant ingredient. Al besamim, but when you deal with spices. That you add to a mixture. Even though it is to give flavor, that's not enough to get the bracha. They are negligent in their minimal amount. Even though you discern the flavor. Therefore, make the bracha on the concoction itself, not on the spices that flavored. So, this idea that if it's there for flavor, it's an ikr. That's when you're eating something, and it's there for its flavor, and it's chashuv. But if it's just as a binder, just as a color, just as an aroma, it's negligent. Spices are there for flavor, but you're not eating spices. You're eating the food that is enhanced by the spices. These halachas are really later on. In Simenish Reish Yud Base, Shamavore called Proti did Ikka v'tafel. There we go through all the details of what's Ikka and what's tafel. Sekadon Zayin Harihu Iker, if you add it to give flavor to the taruvus, it's an iker. Hamagen Avraham Shachronim Hiskimu, the Magen Avraham and other Chronim, they agree to Dafka Bichameshes Minidogon, that this is only by the five grains. Amin and Dehecha, the Bolitain Tam, we say if it's coming to give flavor, Avshu Miut, even if it's the minority ingredient, who iker, it goes to the top, it becomes the iker. Ukhle Kamam Bissim Reishches, if you base, you learn this later, Sim Reishches. Al b'shai minim, any other variety of food, does zina basarubi go by majority? So the qualification he's making here is, to be an ikar, it's typically the majority. in the case of the grains, it could be a minority and still be the ikar, as long as it's coming for itself, for its tam. It has some substance. Based on the agreement of the achorim we mentioned before, even if you have the substance, that's not enough to go by it. You have to go by the majority. Sifu Gimel. Kol davar shemasubik bevir chasoi. Anything you're not sure what is the proper bracha, yivere shahakol. The bracha shahakol. Mr. Bursiv Kod Mentes. Shu masubik v'chulu. Ayin le'el sof seven resh beis. Look back at the end of seven resh beis, we had this halacha there. Mr. Bur dir maschal v'im. Look at Mr. Bur dir maschal v'im, where Mr. Bur writes that this is for a person who already learned the halachas and can't come to a conclusion. But if you didn't learn the halachas, don't just say shahakol, learn the halachas. Sifkan samich yivere shahakol says shahakol. Di b'diyeved, yatsa b'shahakol kol davar. The reason we say shahakol is because b'diyeved wanted to be yatsa by saying shahakol on any food. V'kan, kevan shemesupik, here, since he's not sure, he learned the halachas, it's not clear, k'diyeved davar, that becomes a b'diyeved situation. U'mekom makom, however, if it's the kind of food he could eat during a meal and avoid the shayla of what bracha to make, that's of course better. So if you wash and have a suda and you'll eat this along with the suda, you avoid the issue of the bracha. You won't make the bracha because it's covered by hamotzi. But if you don't have that option, then the din is you would make shahakol.